For someone who can't put food on the table for their children tonight, I'm sure that Jesus' prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread," has a powerful meaning. What does it mean to you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thank you so much for joining me today as we take another look at prayer, asking God to meet our basic needs from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about the powerful prayer that could be coming your way to help you through whatever you might happen to be dealing with in your life just at the moment. For some people, just putting food on the table each day is an incredible struggle. In fact, as you look around the world, billions live in abject poverty. I was talking to a man recently in Rwanda who was struggling to feed not only his own family, but relatives whose parents were killed in the genocide. And another one in Bangladesh, who said to me, "Mostly we eat rice, but sometimes we don't have anything to eat, so we go hungry." And I remember my parents telling me about how they starved in Europe during World War II. When Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray, one of the things he said to pray was this: "Father, give us this day our daily bread." As I've looked into the eyes of the hungry, I've often wondered how different is the meaning of that prayer in their hearts than it is in mine. We're looking this week on the program at the power of prayer, really focusing on how Jesus taught us to pray. Because, you know, prayer is a wonderful thing. It's not a chore. It's not a ritual. It's not something that we have to labor over. It's a wonderful, exciting time when we get to communicate with God. And this thing that we commonly refer to as the Lord's Prayer is not some formula to learn by rote. In fact, Jesus said specifically, this is not a ritual. It's a model for prayer. It's showing us the different aspects, the things that we should be praying about. Over the last 2 days on the program, we've looked at the first two verses. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." That's about worship. And the second verse, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That's about inviting God's reign and rule and kingdom to be in charge of our lives. Today we're going to look at the third verse. This verse that says, "Give us this day our daily bread." A few years ago, I was in a village in India, and the people were so incredibly poor. There's high unemployment. I met the pastor of the local church, and to me, he looked like he was in his late 60s and early 70s. I was shocked when I discovered that, like me, he was in his late 40s. There was disease and high infant mortality and none of the mod cons that people in the West expect as standard these days. And many of the people there were outcasts in the Hindu class system, Dalits as they're called, untouchables. You know, I'd love to go back there and sit down in the dirt in the middle of the village and talk to the people about Jesus, the way he taught people to pray. I'd love to say to them, "Hey, here's this God," and tell them about Jesus, and then take them to the Lord's Prayer and ask them, "What do you think about a God who says, this is how you pray? Give me this day my daily bread." And don't heap up a whole bunch of words like the pagans, thinking somehow you'll impress God. He already knows what you need before you even ask him. Now just come as you are, plain and simple, and ask him to give you your daily bread, to meet your daily needs. What do you think of a God like that sitting here at the rock bottom of the social tree? I suspect that under those circumstances, "Give us this day our daily bread" is a powerful, heartfelt prayer. Not all of us struggle to put food on the table each day. People all around the world, though, have deep, basic needs. Need for safety, a need for protection, a need for love, a need for healing, a need for work. And the Lord's Prayer, the way Jesus taught us to pray, starts off by putting God first. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." That's worship. "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That's surrender. And hard on the tail of that, Jesus says, pray like this: "Give us this day our daily bread. Lord, I have some needs here. Will you please meet them?" And when we lay down our lives in worship and in surrender to God, then we're in a place where we can ask him to meet our daily needs. What a wonderful turnaround. See, I spent most of my life thinking I had to be self-sufficient, that it was all up to me. And Jesus is saying here in this one verse, which is, after all, about our needs, even that's about putting God first. It's turning around from self-sufficiency to God's sufficiency, from self-reliance to faith. So many things we try to do on our own. And have you noticed that there are some things that are really hard, you just can't seem to get a breakthrough? Maybe it's a financial issue. Maybe it's food. Maybe it's health. Maybe it's family or relationships or just our own self-esteem. There are people wandering around this world who need God's healing in their lives. There are people wandering around this world who need God's power in their lives. And when we surrender to him, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, then this next prayer, give us this day our daily bread, is the place of breakthrough. Give us this day our daily bread is the place where we bow down and just put our needs into his hands. Give us this day our daily bread is the place of miracles. And when we're hungry, it can feel like such a desperate place. Whether it's food on the table, whatever our need is, so often the place of that need is incredibly deep and incredibly lonely. And for many people, the place of that need is incredibly hopeless. Over my dozen or so years walking with Jesus, I've been there often at this place of need. And people think that they can come to God and just say, Lord, fix my need, fix my problem, put food on the table, give me money, give me a job, give me a relationship. But it's not what Jesus taught. Jesus said, first, come and bow your life down to God. First, worship him. First, take a step of faith that no matter what it costs you, no matter how inconvenient it may be, God's rule, God's reign, God's kingship, God's lordship is going to be first in your life. Last week we had a look at what Jesus said about prayer somewhere else. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14, it says something like this. You see, Jesus isn't just some God in heaven. He's walked in our shoes. He's been through every trial and every temptation that we have to deal with, so he gets it. He understands exactly what we're going through. And because of that, because he's been there, we can come boldly before the throne of grace with a quiet confidence that we'll find grace and mercy just in time to meet our every need. He gets it. That phrase, come boldly before the throne of grace, speaks of a confidence not in ourselves, but in what Jesus has done for you and me. A confidence that's based on us accepting him in faith and laying down our lives to him. Give us this day our daily bread is such a powerful prayer. Before we go, I'd just like to remind you that if you have a prayer need, we would love to pray for you. Listen, the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. Just let that sink in. The only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So if you'd like us to pray with you, in fact, if you'd like our whole prayer community to pray with you, stop by online at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential, your name won't be displayed. And in fact, while you're there, perhaps you could pray for one or two others and leave them an encouraging word as well. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So let us pray for you and with you. And let's just see what God does, how he intervenes, how he chooses to bless you. That web address again is powerfulprayer.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.